No, don't build bigger barns. That's not the point. Build up your spiritual house. Build yourself up in the spirit, in the things which the divine power has given us to partake of the divine nature. Build yourself up in faith, temperance, godliness, holiness. Build yourself up in righteousness. And in all these things they be done, you know, take to you the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the belt of the truth. And the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the gospel which brings true peace. The good news, you may be partaker by these promises of the divine nature. You want to have peace in that. Have peace in what he gives peace. Make peace with him as he offers peace. But do not just have peace in complacency. Do not have peace in contentedness without godliness. Without godliness, there is no contentedness. There is no peace. You know, the whole world may pass away, but God's word is not going to pass away. That's just a hyperbole saying, my word is sure. The heaven and earth is more likely to just evaporate than this not be so. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged. That means weighed down with surfeiting. That's a medical word used for the nausea after drunkenness. Krypate. Or krypale. I'm not a good Greek pronunciation. I never studied it. But the English comes from the French surfeit, which is excess. It's old French. It means excess, you know, hangover type situation, drunkenness, cares of this life, and so that the day come upon you unawares. Don't let your hearts be overcharged, weighed down. Don't think of that in terms of depression. It just thinks of it in terms of what you're worried about. I mean, worried about, oh, I'm not worried, what you think about. Well, I'm going to make my plans. I'm going to get out my planner. I'm going to schedule things. Let's see. We've got drunkenness on Friday. We've got surfeiting on Saturday. On Sunday, we've got cares of this life. Because I'm going to go to church on Sunday after the drunkenness and surfeiting. And then I'm going to try to figure out how to find a husband. I'm going to try to figure out how to enjoy my life better. Because that's what church is best for. Oh, my church is wonderful. In my church, they actually teach us how we can live a more abundant life, really, in this world. In this present world, how we can enjoy ourselves, right? We can unwrap sex and enjoy it because it's a gift from God. We can do all kinds of things. How we can enjoy our children. How we can enjoy our vacation. How we can estate plan so that the church gets a good portion of our money when we die. Cares of this life. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we put on? What are we going to do this week? What are we going to do next week? What are we going to do the month after? What are our business plans? You know, what should we do? Where are we going to put our money? What are we going to invest ourselves in? The cares of this life. All the cares. What about my car? I gotta take care of my car. What about my wife? I gotta take care of my wife. What about my children? Don't be weighed down. Don't fill yourself up with those things. Not that you shouldn't put that, they have a place. Obviously, we have to take care. But Jesus says, take no thought. And I found they do take care of themselves. And God takes care of me. But we don't fill our hearts with them. You know, you fill your hearts with them and then there's no room for God. First, let God fill your heart. And then, as those things present themselves as problems, take care of them. You know, it doesn't mean, oh, well, should I never think about paying my bills? Pay about your bills. Pay your bills. When you have the money to pay your bills, pay them. But it doesn't do any good to worry about them all the time. Or to put them in your heart first. I gotta get my bills paid. Because I can't do God because I gotta think about my bills. I can't do God because I gotta think about this. Oh, my soap is on. My favorite show is on. Oh, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to do everything except what is most needful. First, foremost, fill your heart with his spirit. And then if there's any room left for the other stuff, it'll take care of itself. I don't want to minimize the degree to which we should not have a care for it. Not that we don't take care of those things, just that we don't care after them. You understand what I'm saying? We don't give them care. Yeah, I pay my bills, but I don't sweat them. And they're not, you know, it's more than that, too. I don't feel like I am capturing it to the degree I'd like to capture it. But I tell you, use your wisdom. You can put God first and neglect everything else, at least in your heart. Neglect it. Like, I can write out bills and pray about things other than bills. Point is, first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. First, foremost, what is most needful. You know, but hey, take heed. There's a lot of people whose hearts are overcharged, weighed down with drinking. And the feelings of being drunk. And the excess. Not just drunkenness, but eating. Let's eat something big. I'm hungry. All I think about is what's next. What's next? You get weighed down with those cares. The day is going to come upon you and you will not be aware of it. You're going to be unprepared. The word unawares indicates suddenness. That the days of vengeance come. And you're suddenly like, whoa, I'm not ready. Where's that armor? Go to them that sell. You're going to find they're in short supply. You're going to find there's no time. By that time, the time it would take to prepare is not enough time that's provided. The time to prepare is now. Prepare. Ahead of time. If you wait till the moment, too late. You can't be a Minuteman Christian. You've got to be trained and ready ahead of time. I mean a Minuteman in the sense of like, yeah, ready in a minute. Well, we should be Minutemen ready. I shouldn't belittle that whole, historical figure. It's a good example. Actually, they were ready to fight any minute. Within a minute, they could be ready to go. What I'm saying is you have to be prepared. What I'm saying is you can't be a slack-off Minuteman. You can't be a Minuteman who doesn't have his rifle ready. You can't be a Minuteman who doesn't have his boots at the door ready to slip on or maybe on all the time. You know, have your boots on. Have your belt girt. Your helmet ready. That's my point is you need to be ready to go to war any minute. It means a very short time, less than 60 seconds. You know, I mean, if you're going to take it truly as a Minuteman, you know, 60 seconds, you're not going to have time to be like, oh, you know, I think I want to serve God now that the end times are here. Yeah. Where do I start?